Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Yeah, this was pretty funny yesterday. Aaron Boone, the Yankees and the Athletics were playing a day game yesterday, and Aaron Boone, the manager of the Yankees, you're about to hear audio of him getting kicked out of the game. You're going to hear Hunter Wendelstedt, the umpire, the home plate umpire, yelling at Aaron Boone saying, "I got it. I got whatever they were griping about." The umpire said, "Calm down. I got this. And if I hear one more word out of you, you're gone." Basically, is what you're about to hear. And then you'll hear Aaron Boone get kicked out. The thing you need to know is that Aaron Boone didn't say anything at all. It was a fan screaming from the crowd that yelled at the umpire after the warning. Here's what it sounded like on the broadcast.
Is the first base umpire you saw making that call?
You're not yelling at me. I did what I'm supposed to do and check. I'm looking for him to get hit by the pitch. Got anything else to say? You're gone.
Okay? Oh, okay, Hunter. Well, you know what? We're not going to need a John Boy breakdown of that one. We got a very clear.
Aaron, well,
there you go. And now Aaron's saying, "I didn't say anything." Aaron's saying, "Hold on a second. I didn't say a word."
I did not say a word. I did not say anything, Hunter.
Okay, so that last voice you heard was Aaron Boone protesting. I didn't say, and he didn't. Seth, the video, they you know, everybody's Zapruder'd this thing afterwards. They did the old shadow box on the fan behind the dugout that screamed whatever it was that set Hunter Wendelstedt off.
I wanted to give Wendelstedt the benefit of the doubt here, partly because I like his name, but. His comments after the game, I don't know if this guy can be trusted. Breaking news. I don't know if this guy could be trusted to actually call balls and strikes.
What did he say?
This major league umpire who routinely, these guys all look awful. This is an explanation. Everything you said is exactly kind of what was communicated on the field. That's what Aaron said. He said that a fan said it. I said, I don't care who said it. And then he says, it's foolish to throw out a player if you don't know who did it. So I don't understand what Wendelstedt is even. He's trying to defend himself by saying that he doesn't care who said it, but he's throwing Boone out, and then he says it's foolish to throw somebody out if you don't know who said it. And yet he doesn't care who said it. None of this makes any sense at all. They've got to get rid of these guys immediately. Not all of them. Some of these umpires, I think, actually still give a damn and try. But some of them have very much the looks of dudes who travel a whole lot and don't take care of themselves.
Yeah.
You know the look. If you look at Hunter Wendelstedt's face here, this is a puffy red face of a guy that's not well rested and perhaps hasn't been treating his body on a road trip the way he should while he's out working.
He's a Nepo baby, too, if I'm not mistaken.
His father was an umpire too.
Yes, if I'm not mistaken, I believe. Because when I heard Wendelstedt, I'm like, dude, that guy is still. He was umpiring Red Sox games when I was a kid at Fenway. He must be 95 now. I'm like, oh no, that's right. He's got a kid, Hunter Wendelstedt. So yeah, that.
So now was it? Was Boone already, though? Had Boone started it? Boone was already arguing with him, and then the umpire told him to be quiet. And as Boone was being quiet, his buddy, the anonymous fan, got him in trouble.
Exactly. That's exactly
it's like
what
when
happened.
You're like, when somebody, like a teacher threatens you with detention, and you're like, okay, I'm done. I'm not going to say another word. And then your buddy decides to chime in.
That's,
then you both get detention.
Bingo. Yeah. That's exactly what happened. Yeah. That's exactly what happened. And I found myself feeling sorry for Aaron Boone. Like, he's running up to, like, because he literally, this isn't something where you're arguing like a bang bang play at first base. Like, oh, did he get there in time? Or a tag, you know, like where it's like, oh, it's kind of gray area. Like, no, like literally, and there's a shot of him in the dugout not opening his mouth for the next 30 seconds after. Yeah.
He had it coming to him. This is Aaron, don't whistle in the dugout, Boone.
That's true.
We know what you're up to.
Yeah.
We hear that whistling, Buster.
Yeah.
That's what he said to AJ Hinch. Listen, Buster, I don't cotton to this whistling I'm hearing from the playoffs.
Maybe.
My guys are savages.
Am I being?
Your guys suck in the playoffs is what when they make the playoffs. Yeah. If they even make the playoffs.
Okay. Does that make me a bad Astro fan that I was feeling sorry for Aaron Boone?
No.
Briefly? You've talked me out of it, but
you're a bad Astros fan if you continue to feel bad for him.
Okay.
Everybody has moments of weakness, but.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
The biggest, I mean, no, but honestly, it's gotten to the point with the Yankees where I'm kind of like, yeah, keep Cashman, keep Boone. It's working out marvelously. Yeah, the Steinbrenner family, really, they're top-notch ownership right there.
These are good decisions.
Spend a boatload of money, but don't make any actual changes to the process.
These are good decisions, yeah. I've always wondered that, like, fans getting involved, like at football games and things like that, they're like, hey, if you keep throwing things on the field, the home team's going to get a 15-yard penalty. I'm like, damn, if I was there as like a fan of the road team, I would just start hucking things onto the field.
False flag operation.
Yeah.
That's what we should plan for the Cowboys game this year.
Go up there Thanksgiving if they
have a false flag operation or something. Like, really? Just be yelling some real vile stuff.
Yes.
Cowboys
gear.
Cowboys.
Let's dress up like Cowboy fans. Yeah.
Right. some of those social media accounts would like, some of the funnier ones, they'll dress up like a Titans fan, you know, and act like an idiotic Titans fan or what have you. Just do that, but do it with thousands of people.
I like it. So the Texans, the draft, two nights from tonight. Countdowns are on. Any website you go to, any TV channel you're looking up at the TV in here, they're counting down to the draft. It's going to be fun. Thursday, do you... Are you just going to settle in Thursday and just kind of watch it, you know, like just get on the... Because we haven't had a chance really to do that the last few years because the Texans have been picking in the first round and we're at the draft party and all that other stuff. Like, this is a unique thing where the Texans are not in the first round and I'm totally okay with it. And I just get to kick back and watch this thing on Thursday night.
Yeah, I guess I always have a hard time picking which broadcast to watch because everything... It's so hard when you try to... I don't know which accounts to follow on social media to keep track of really, like, I want an up-to-date draft board that's not delayed by the TV broadcasts and everything. I have a really hard time both watching the television, but then also keeping track online.
Yeah.
Because you're on two different timelines there.
I'm going to put Twitter away for this draft. I'm going to just watch it because there's still, even though the NFL, I think, has handed down the edict of no spoilers because some people do watch the draft like it's episodic television and they don't want spoilers. I'm one of the, ironically me, who spoiled a movie for you in the not too distant past. I don't like my draft picks being spoiled. I like to hear them from the lips of Roger Goodell. That's how I like to find out about my picks.
So we're going to do it that way. But then it's tough because then there's commercial breaks and, you know, stuff's happening. They come back. They don't always do a great job of recapping it. So
I think
I need to pick. I'll pick one social media account.
Okay.
And I'll pick one website to keep open as a tracker. And then I'll try to watch. Like, maybe I'll only check that during the commercials. You know what it always feels like to me when I'm trying to follow the draft in the first round especially?
Mm-hmm.
Is like I'm standing on an escalator with my hand on the railing. But, you know, the escalator, the steps and the railing move at a different speed.
And you just
feel like if it's a really long escalator, if you're to leave your hand in the same spot, you just get too far stretched out.
I can't believe I'm saying this. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
the escalator, yes. That is a great analogy.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game.
That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Which broadcast, because there's, by my count, there's at least three feeds that you can actually watch the draft on. There's ESPN, which is, you know, the main ESPN feed, which I think Mike Greenberg has been hosting with a slew of, you know, slew of analysts there. That'll be where Mel Kiper is and probably a couple others. There's the NFL Network one where Rich Eisen. What are they doing? Oh, no. What did he say? What is up with that? Where Rich Eisen is with all the NFL Network people. And now there's this alternate McAfee cast that is going to have Bill Belichick on it.
I'm going to be curious with that one. You know, the issue I have with the Manning cast is that sometimes they just get too far away from the actual game that's happening, where I want to hear the Mannings talk about the actual decisions that are being made and all of that, because they're really good when they do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll be interviewing somebody and it just gets too far away from it. I wonder with McAfee and Belichick if, like, how on track are they going to stay, you know, and how much of it is good? Because I'd be really interested to hear. I don't even need to hear Belichick's opinions on the prospects as much as his assessment of the team needs.
Yeah.
And like, how does this guy fit in with this team? Because that part of it, like, let's be honest, I don't think people really, Belichick isn't known as the world's best drafter.
Recently, you're right.
But the actual football stuff and how he fits into a scheme and everything, I'd be really interested.
I'll be honest with you. I'll be super impressed with Belichick if he's got actual opinions on some of the guys that are getting drafted. You know, like, not just, I mean, the quarterbacks, he'll have opinions on Caleb Williams and Drake May and guys like that. But if he's got opinions on guys deep down into the 20s and 30s, like, he's not been doing, he got let go back in January.
Yeah, but he's been watching these guys, though, so yeah. He definitely is going to have.
He,
like,
will.
When McAfee had him on for the introductory, he asked a few questions about the players and everything. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to be, it's like, it's Belichick. And he says he's been watching film, which in Belichick's world, that means Belichick watching a little bit of film was like, oh, I took a break to pee after the 22nd
hour. Okay, yeah. Well, then I'll be impressed then if he has takes on them on either his retention skills, if he's taken a break from watching any of these guys and he just remembers what he saw, or his hardworking grinding skills of continuing to watch these guys in anticipation of the draft. Belichick strikes me as a guy who does not want to go on there and be embarrassed by his. This
right.
is his first real assignment in broadcasting. Is this draft? You know.
Yeah. No. I think he probably. I'm sure he's been working coaches' hours. That's all he's done his entire life.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have a girlfriend or wife right now. You know. So what's he? You know, what's he doing? He's sitting at home watching film.
He's grinding. Yep. He's grinding.
Yeah. With his dog.
That's it. I love that dog. It was one of the best parts of COVID. Belichick's dog staring at the laptop at the kitchen table. That was amazing. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We are 1 hour and 5 minutes away from the uniform drop for the Texans. Keep an eye on social media at 10 o'clock today. Keep it here at 11 o'clock today. John and Landry will have the McNairs on. Callahan and McNair in studio at 11 o'clock today. Uniform reveal day for the Houston Texans. One of the foremost authorities grinding on that NFL film had some pretty cool things to say about C.J. Stroud. It's a good C.J. Stroud feel-good day as we watch all these other teams try to fumble over each other to find a quarterback. We got one. He's great. You're going to hear from big-time analyst on that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.